Blog Talk Radio.
This is Grover Weaver. We're speaking to you live from the city of Fort Worth. There's a hazy day. It is predicting hazardous weather, so we're going to be a part of it. We accept Texas weather because we know that if you don't like it today, bear with it, and it'll change tomorrow. That's our hope and prayers today. Let us get into our lead. Wall Street offers cash for state prisons. The correction, cooperation of America, the nation leading operator of for-profit prisons, has sent a letter recently to 48 states, offering to buy up their prisons as a remedy for challenging correction budgets. In exchange, correction cooperation of America, that's a mouthful to say, you know, so let me just say CCA is asking for a 20-year management contract, plus an assurance that the prison would remain at least 90% full, with guaranteed payments regardless of the actual number of inmates at the institution. Interested parties must sell and enter into a long-term management contract of 20 years or more, so the letter says. It also goes on to outline the requirements. The physical requirements for the facilities eligible for purchase by the fund would include: one, a minimum rate occupancy of 100 beds, a structure aged of no more than 25 years, a designation that the structure is suitable for immediate occupancy or is already occupied by an inmate population. And as I say, they want the assurance that their agency partner, that they will have sufficient inmates to maintain a minimum 10% of occupancy over the term of the contract. So we're talking about 20 years, keep it full. If you don't have them, create criminals by policy changes and lobbying powers that be to keep it full. The fund is billed as a $250 million correction investment initiative as a convenient option for states in need of a revenue stream. The budget is out of whack. You need cash. You don't want to raise taxes on the wealthy. You've gotten to a point you can't cut education benefits anymore. You skimped on health care. So if you need a stream, Correction Cooperation of America is pitching the deal to states for a one-time lump sum of cash. These prison profiteers get a long-term contract, and by entering into this type of arrangement, the state is bailed out of a costly situation by outsourcing a costly saving and not having to pay employees' benefit. Now, all this here was unheard of a year ago. But really what made this here take shape and give it form, the states that are considering this here and who are going forward with it are red states. They are states that have Republican governors whose ideology is anything but raising taxes on the rich. And this falls into their little wheelhouse by smaller government and less regulation by turning it over to these profiteers. Ohio and Louisiana Florida, Arizona, all of these here have considered, and only Louisiana rejected it. Ohio sold their Lake Erie correction for $72.7 million. With the hope that they would save $3 million annually. Bobby Gentile, the Republican of Louisiana, proposed to put in or to sell three of their prisons, but he could not convince in the end the lawmakers that it was a good deal. Ohio did. But that you got to, when you look at how it worked out, Ohio director of prison came out of Correction Cooperation of America, and he is the head or the lead dog that's running the prisons, and John Kasich, governor of Ohio, chief of staff, now is a lobbyist for Correction Cooperation of America. You really need to lock in on that name. I'm not having good luck with it, but you who are listening certainly do need to, because they are the largest, as I say, in the country, and they are seeking to make money off of prison and lock the taxpayer into a cost for years. So you have to allow me to say this here to the citizens who cut for convicts. Our best hope of getting something done is to work with lawmakers who can be persuaded to say no to these morally bankrupt profiteers who would as soon as make a dollar as well as make a criminal. A series of studies has cast doubt on the feasibility of this private prison, and it debunked that main selling point of efficiency. The savings is illusion at best. And it, when you look at it, you see the sleight of hand tricks with the administrative expenses and capital costs and the difference in health care costs for sickly inmates who normally remain in state supervision. As a citizen who is concerned about convicts, this is our most potent argument about the wisdom of selling off and privatizing state prison, which could give private corporations substantially more bargaining power in long-term contracts with the state. Prison management contracts can be canceled or rebidded frequently, with the state retaining ownership of the prison as an asset. But if a private company owns the prison, the state would have fewer options if it wanted to cut ties. Any alternative for housing prisoners would likely cost more, such as building a new prison from scratch or finding another country, a company to take in its inmates. I'll say it again, in order to make a dollar, CCA needs to keep the prison full. They made that point when they filed their document, a required document, with the Securities Exchange Commission, outlining what the fund is about. It's about keeping the status quo in criminal justice policy. Any change in enforcement, in the conviction rate, or parole standards and sentencing, a decriminalization of such certain criminal activities, any change in respect to drugs or illegal immigration, any and all things that could affect the number of persons arrested, convicted, and sentenced, they are potentially, or anything that would potentially reduce demand for correctional facilities to house these wayward souls, is or will affect their bottom line. Now, we're saying the same thing over and over, but we're trying to say that in a way that will take hold in your imagination. We must, if you care about prison and how it's operating, and I know that most people are, because you hear the concerns about how my family, my loved one, my dad, my mom was treated, and I'm aghast at the way the warden talks to us and all these kind of things. Those are great things, and you ought to work with them. But that's like swatting a mosquito. In order to really make the change, we've got to find that politician, that lawmaker, that guy that's running for a seat, and think that the budget, and I'm talking particularly in Texas here, we got some open seats and candidates to replace or to become a member of Congress of the state, have a place in the state house. They're seeing how Rick Perry and his cohorts did the budget by using trickery, when they cut it by $15.5 billion, and nothing went away. You know that was some gimmicks that's doing it. And what they are finding now, you just kicked the can down the road, thinking that things was going to get better. And when they get better, we'll pay the bills then. Well, that's not going to pay all the bills, because our economic situation hasn't gotten any better. So this is a grand opportunity for us to find people who will try alternatives. I put an alternative. I'm believing in this virtual prison. I'm believing that through the GPS and the technology that comes from there, once a person reaches, he can be let out and be made to be a productive member of society. He can take his family, he can get him a job, he can add back to the community, he can lighten the load, whereas it's 22 to 23 to up to 25,000, depending on what the health makeup of the inmate is, as opposed to two or less than $5 a day out on parole. Isn't that a win-win? Well, there we are. This is pretty much what we want to say today. We'll be saying it, we know, once a week, and we will come. We'll be here again and follow what we're doing. Go on the line and follow Grover Weaver Ministries as we talk about and highlight alternatives to corrections. Thank you very much for listening. Come a time when the best of friends have to.